setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. In other words, it's all about you and your unique contribution. Every man or woman was put on this planet to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed, and here comes the duty part, and you must do it. That's what we believe here on the Ken Coleman Show. And so we're all about helping you understand what you do best. That's talent, strengths, skills, and what you love to do most. This is work that makes your heart come alive. You look forward to it. When you're engaged in it, it gives you the juice. And when you're done, oh, it's rewarding. You look back, the results matter greatly to you. And so when we figure out that intersection, that's the sweet spot, the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most, we can help you discover that there are multiple jobs, career paths that sit within that sweet spot. So that is what we do and how we do it. Why do we do this? Because we want as many people as possible waking up on Monday mornings fired up. So let's get to it. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Tim, who's on the line in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Tim, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Thanks for spending some time with me here.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, currently I do a warehouse job, warehouse manage. Actually, I manage space, not necessarily people. You know, products coming in, out. It's a okay job. It's a good culture, small company. All that's fine. But it's definitely not my passion. It's definitely not what I want to do. I think I have pinpointed it down to a couple of things I really would love to do, but I'm not really sure where the next, you know, easy or not easy, bad word, next place to put my foot down to make a new direction here.
Okay. Well, let's talk about those few things that you're passionate about, because it seems to me that you're wanting my help to discern which one of those is the best move, which one is in the sweet spot. Am I right?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, well, give me what you know so we can start working on it.
Okay. Well, I do have a lot of podcast background. I did a podcast for about 7 years. It was more entertainment-type podcast. Kind of shelved to that so my wife could go back to school, which she successfully completed in December. And then I also coach kids in sports, primarily baseball. I love that as well. I've been told many times that I have a great message and great communication skills, and I should get that message out to more people in different ways, because the current job I do is very physical. And 3.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with FSH muscular dystrophy. Oh. So I don't have a ton of physical time left to be, you know, hauling boxes around and doing that kind of labor. So I'm really starting to feel like I have very little time left. And the clock started right when I was diagnosed. I better get to what I really want to do now.
Which is?
And start. To me, that's where it gets hazy.
No, I don't think it is.
Podcast.
No. Hold on. I'm putting you on the spot on purpose.
Please do.
Yeah. Okay. Because I think you're so in your head that you can't discern what your heart's telling you. Am I right?
Okay. I think so.
So let me just, now that I've gotten your attention and kind of just gotten you rattled, I'm doing this on purpose, because if, Tim, there were no limitations, there were no obstacles, no what ifs, and you could do this and make the money that you need to make doing this, it would be?
It would be, if money was no object, all those things you said, it would be, especially here in Wisconsin, open an indoor sports training facility where teams, kids could go and work out and get a positive message, you know, from that facility that I provide, as well as assistant coaches when they needed it, which I currently kind of do now. And then maybe on the back end, honestly, I would not give up on the podcast. I do a podcast for the FSH Society that
what's
I volunteer
that
with.
What's that for? What is it about? What's the podcast about?
The FSH Society is a group that helps people that have FSH muscular dystrophy myself.
Well, yeah, you can. Let me just tell you this. By the way, whatever you decide is the next step, Tim, you can keep doing that. You can do that in your house, on your laptop, with less than $100 worth of equipment. So
absolutely.
That's okay. Keep doing that. I think that's awesome. Okay. But do you see how quickly you spit out what it is you really want to do and how detailed it was when I made you do it?
Sure.
So now
that costs a ton of money. You know, I mean, it's not, I've not looked at this only at the surface level. I feel like I've gone at least a couple layers deeper.
I understand. But the point is we need to identify what it is that we really love to do. And then we look at our reality. And our reality is you need to make how much money?
About $42,000 to $45,000 a year.
Okay, so we got to replace $42,000 to $45,000 a year, and then you've got your physical limitations. But if you were running a facility like that, like you just shared your dream, the physical limitations wouldn't be that big of an issue because it's the mental, and you're running the organization, you're running the facility, you're hiring people, you're communicating the positive message to kids. That's not going to be affected by muscular dystrophy. Yes or no?
Correct.
Great. So my point is, does a facility like that exist anywhere near you?
It does. There are a couple. I've sat with one of the owners.
Very good. Great. That was the next step I was getting ready to tell you. So what came of that? Did you tell them what you really want to do, that you'd love to help run that place?
I told them, I said, yeah, why don't you have a second facility, and why don't you hire me to do it?
And?
It was not negatively received, but I'm still working my warehouse job.
Okay, but here's what you did wrong. You went in there and said, hey, I want you to take all the risk, and I want you to create another facility like this so I can do what I love. Wrong approach.
Right.
You just need to get in there and start working part-time, volunteering even. I know you're limited, but you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to get in youth sports, training facilities. You got to get in. You bring a lot to the table. You know how to run a warehouse and make things run smoothly. You're an operations guy, yes or no?
Yes.
So your goal is to get in helping one of those places run, whether you're a manager, a night manager, a weekend manager. This is the proximity principle. You get in.
Mm-hmm.
And, Tim, I got good news for you. You're not making a ton of money. So, you know, 40 to 40. Well, I'm not being unkind. I'm just telling you, replacing 40 to 42,000 is not going to be that big of a deal. And if you pick up these extra hours and all that money goes into a savings account and you can save up some money, and then you keep showing value, and people go, wow, not only do you help me run my facility, but you're volunteering to do these workshops and do this positive content. And, you know, listen, it's doable. Is it going to be easy? Is it going to happen overnight? No, it's not. But here's the other thing. In the process of you pursuing this dream to get in and start helping, you might find that there's another avenue. Maybe there's a YMCA. Maybe there's another organization. And it's so similar. Who cares if it's a training facility? Maybe it's the YMCA, like I said. Maybe it's the rec center, the government, parks and rec department, where you're helping out with youth sports programs. Maybe it's a private thing, maybe the best football league there, or whatever. It doesn't have to be just baseball. You have to look for the clues that you just shared. And what is the similarity between your dream and something that exists locally, and you get there, and if you can make half of or the same amount or similar, that's what you do. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get more clarity for more of you coming right up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Freeing people from limiting beliefs. I am Ken. I'm your friend. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. Taking talk radio by storm. There's no fighting going on this show. No long rants about how awful somebody else is. If you hear a rant on this show, it's me taking on fear, doubt, and pride, the critics of you. That's who I'm fighting. And so if you like that, come on. Welcome. You have the answers to the age-old question. Why am I here? What am I supposed to do with my life? I promise you do. We're going to look at what you do best, your talent, your skills, your strengths, and what you love to do most, work that brings you great joy, the results that give you terrific meaning and significance. 844-747-2577. Alexandria, Tennessee is where we go next. RJ joins us. RJ, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thank you for having me, sir.
No problem. What's going on?
I took your quiz a couple weeks ago, and I was so far on the wrong scale. It was no way out.
Oh, you took the should I quit my job quiz?
Yes, sir.
All right, and your results were wrong roll, wrong place, big time.
Yes.
All right.
Felt that way for a while, but
yeah,
you know, confirmation hits.
So what are we going to do?
Well, that's what calls you. My good thing is in helps, and I love to help people, and especially veterans, homeless, because I've been both those myself. Mm-hmm. I just need a path to get me to a place where I can make that a career.
Okay, good.
Kind of lost, I guess.
All right, well, let's get some facts out there. Okay, so let's see what we're dealing with. How much money do you need to make? Give me that baseline where it's taking care of your needs and you're not struggling, it's not super tight. What's that number?
Well, we don't have any debt, including our homes. So
great. So what's the number?
We make around 100 right now between me and my wife.
So okay, so double income, 100K. But really, what's your take? What's your cut of that? What are you making?
It's about 50-50, give or take.
Okay, good. So can we say 50,000? I mean, let's be real here, RJ. We got to figure out where we want to go and then figure out how to get there. But we can't get there until we know where we want to go. So we need to make 50K, right? That's what you need to make. Okay. All right. And now let's go further on this talent, what you do best. Obviously, you have a natural, I'm guessing, high empathy, really understanding people, and I'm guessing maybe high compassion. Is that true or false?
True to a sense. You know, being a veteran, they beat that out of you to a degree.
Okay.
But I love helping people.
Why? Like, tell me why you love. Tell me why you love helping people. Give me the why. What does it make you feel like? What's the end result?
I just get joy out of it, I guess.
Okay. So let's also throw over on the passion side what you love to do. You love to serve others. Serve and help. You just love being that person. All right. So what else do you do really well? If I interviewed everybody that knows you, this is former commanders in the military, coaches, teachers, parents, friends. They know you. They go, RJ's always been good at this. What would they say?
I'm good at being like independent, working.
Okay, what else? What else do you do well? What did you do well in the military? Like, you've got to be more prescriptive here. Tell me exactly what that looks like. You've got the quality of being dependable. So that's good. I'll call that a strength. There's no question that's a character strength, a trait. That's a strength. Tell me, what else do you do really well? What's always come easy for you?
I drive trucks now. That's pretty easy.
RJ, what have you always done well? It's just always come easy to you. When you think about helping people, what do you do really well in helping people? Is it people stuff? Is it things? Is it data? I'm trying to give you some clues here. What have you always done well, RJ?
A good listener.
Good listener. That works. That's really good. What makes you a good listener?
I just don't like talking much.
Oh, that's not true. RJ, do you struggle with self-confidence?
Probably, yeah.
Why? I want to know why. I want you to get real and raw right now because somebody out there is in the same boat you are, and you've got the courage to tell me why. I want you to tell me, what is the cause of your lack of confidence?
I guess I was never encouraged as a kid.
Yeah.
I was adopted and never knew my family and all that. That's a whole other sad story.
Hold on. Now, that's real courage. You have had many thoughts in your life that your birth parents didn't want you, and that must be because you're just not worthy of being loved. Yes or no? You've dealt with that.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm unpacking that because that is a natural and normal state for someone who has been adopted to feel. That's very normal. I read a book called Primal Wound. I want you to buy that book, RJ. Will you do me the favor for you and buy that book, Primal Wound, and read it? Will you do that?
Yes, sir. Got to write that down.
Write it down. Primal Wound. Now, listen. I want you to read the book, and that's going to help you begin to understand why you feel the way you feel about yourself. And it's very, very normal. But the good news is you can overcome that. Do you understand? Because,
yes, sir.
Because I'm not getting into your story, but I can tell you this. Your birth parents, no matter what you think or feel about them, here's what I do know. Whatever your situation was, somebody cared enough to give you a better future. And that means they loved you and thought you were pretty darn worth it. Because they couldn't give you the future that they probably thought they could or should. And so they did that for you. Do you understand that thought?
Yes, sir.
All right, now listen. Let's move forward. If I could give you a gig tomorrow, I want you to just let your heart answer this question. You knew you would not fail, RJ. You knew you would enjoy it, but you didn't have to commit 30 years to it. It's just a fun job thing tomorrow, doing what we already know about you. What would you be doing making 50K or more? Tell me.
Helping the homeless and people just move. I don't know. Kind of. I always had this picture where there's a campus and veterans and homeless and troubled youth could come to and get life skills and, you know, learn how to live off the land.
That's a beautiful vision, RJ. You just cast a vision to help those who are disenfranchised, to help those who have gotten behind the eight ball in life, and they feel like they're not worthy, and they feel like there's no hope. Am I right, RJ? Are those the people that you have a heart for?
Yes.
All right, now listen, where are those people near you? Who is serving those people? That's what you have to answer today. And I'm talking before you lay your head down on the pillow tonight. You have got to identify who's helping these people, whether it be the homeless, troubled youth, the disenfranchised, who's helping them in my area. Then you sit down with your wife and you two are making a really good income of $100,000 a year. You can make some changes and some sacrifices and get to a point where you can go work for those people. And so you just have to do the research right now. You're really clear on what you want to do. I didn't hear any wavering at all. So good news. That's stage one of finding and living and doing meaningful work. Stage two is getting qualified. I think you're pretty qualified having served in the military, having been homeless and dealt with all that stuff. So really it's about getting connected. And so I want you to hang on the line. Madison, let's give him a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, because RJ, this is the manual. This is the map for you. There are people and places that I specifically outline in the book that'll help you get where you want to go. So read that, plus Primal Wound. And RJ, I'm telling you, I want you to hear this, bro. No matter what you have felt and what's been done to you and you haven't been encouraged, I'm telling you, you have a very clear vision. That vision you gave us of that campus, that's clear, man. And that may come to pass in a different way. It might look different, but the vision is the where you want to be in your life, serving those people. And your why, that's purpose. Your why is because you've been there and you've come out of it and you got some help and encouragement along the way and you want to be that for somebody else. Now, the how is what we're figuring out right now. That's the mission. How are you going to do that? Well, maybe you're director of activities at a place that's serving these men and women. Or maybe you go and get a counseling degree and you counsel these people because you're a great listener. And you have the gift of helps. Those are your words. So RJ, somebody out there needs you. They need you big time because you've walked in the shoes that they're in right now. You can empathize and show them compassion because you've been there. That's what you need to be doing. So get about the business of doing that.
Coming up, we'll take more of your calls. Today may be your day to get the clarity you need to confidently step out and fill your purpose. This is The Ken Coleman Show.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. We're helping you fight fear and doubt. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome, one and all. If you are listening, you're a part of the human race, which means that you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed. Now, that comes with some responsibility, because here's the back part of that sentence. You have to do it. If you're needed, that means you got to be you. If you're not you, somebody out there is not getting what they are supposed to get because you were put on the planet to do it. You see what this is all about? This isn't actually about you. I tell you all the time it's about you and it's kind of about you, but it's really about others. We're on this planet to give ourselves away. So let's get about the purpose and the process of discovering what is my unique gift. And how am I supposed to give it away? 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Mandy, who's on the line in Kansas City, the home of the Chiefs. Mandy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call. How are you today?
I am living the dream, Mandy. What's going on?
So I am in a little bit of predicament. I currently work at a job that I'm happy with. I have a great plan ahead of me. Problem is it's not my sweet spot. But I do the work, I'm comfortable. However, I got an offer for $5,000 less to go do something close to my sweet spot, and it's got tremendous bonus potential. But I don't know to take it or not.
Why not? Let's run through this. It has tremendous potential. It has tremendous potential, and it's closer to your sweet spot. I want to dive in on that. If you would move up financially, which I heard that part, but could you also move closer or move actually into sweet spot work where you're using what you do best to do what you love that create results that matter? If it leads you to both, meaning actually into a sweet spot position where you can fill that role that you were created to fill, and it also is going to give you more money, if I have to take a $5,000 pay cut in a temporary play, I'd absolutely do it. I would plan for the cut. I would sacrifice and save, change the lifestyle, do something because it's temporary. So I'm always okay with taking a temporary step backwards in order to be able to move forward or move upward.
Even though I'm not for certain that I'd be good at it because I've never done it before, I just know that it's what I would enjoy.
Well, I mean, what makes you think you're not good at it? Do you have the raw talent?
Yes.
And you just don't have any experience.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were trained and shown the way, and maybe you did a little research and talked to people who actually do what it is you're considering doing, and you find out everything there is, like you were doing a high school or college research paper on this new position, you know you've got the talent. If you found out everything involved, what it would take to win, what you could do to grow and train yourself while you're getting that early experience, do you think you could crush it?
Yes, because I've done all that, and they all said, yes, I would crush it, and I think I would too.
Well, Mandy, you just answered your own question.
Okay, so just it's the comfort zone that's got me in shambles then.
I think it's comfort combined. I think you're dealing with 50% you are comfortable and 50% you're just nervous because change is scary.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, Mandy, welcome to the human race. That doesn't make you a weirdo. It makes you normal. Mandy, are you a mom?
Yes.
What advice would you give to your child or one of your children or all your children in a similar situation to this? What would you tell them?
I just tell them to chase their dreams, make them happy.
Yeah, but mom, I'm nervous.
Well, they'll be fine. I know my kids are going to always be fine.
Mandy, I love turning the tables on you. You just gave yourself advice, and I'm glad you called me. Mandy, you're going to be fine. You know you have what it takes, and so do the people who have offered you this job, and they're going to train you. And when it all comes down to just the one thing that's going to determine the success of this move, it's does Mandy have what it takes, and would you bet on Mandy? And I'm putting all my chips right now, right here. Look, people are watching me. I got fake chips, Mandy, and I'm pushing them in the middle. I'm betting on Mandy, and are you betting on you?
I am. I absolutely am.
You know what time it is, don't you, Mandy?
It's go time.
It's go time. Go, Mandy, go. This is so awesome. I love it. Hey, this is such a great example. Just love Mandy and her vulnerability. her transparency. I hope you folks appreciate Mandy, because I want you to understand that Mandy is all of you who are afraid. Mandy is all of you who are experiencing doubt right now. You see a future. Maybe even the opportunity has been presented to you just like it has Mandy, and you're still going, I don't know. Well, first thing I want you to know is that I'm here for you just like I was for Mandy, so give me a call. We'll walk you through it, right? And we're going to look at all of the facts, and then we're going to look at the emotions. We need to separate facts from our feelings, and when we focus on the facts, as Mandy did, then the feelings change.
844-747-2577. Joey's on the line in Burlington, North Carolina. Joey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Yeah, sure. Real quick leadership question for you. There's a potential job position that's opening up, and it'll be a management position. It would be, if I was to get that position, it would come in, I'd be coming in from the outside. So I'm wondering how to navigate other employees, you know, that probably put in for that position. I just want to see what's the best way to handle those others, you know, come in there with a good mindset and having a good first step, first impression.
Yes, great question. And the answer is to focus on likability, not credibility. There is a temptation for any leader who comes in from the outside to come in and put your stamp on it. You know, you're the outsider, you're coming in with a fresh perspective, all that goodness, and you come in and you try to do too much too soon, and you don't have buy-in. Because credibility happens once you establish buy-in. So how do you establish buy-in? And specifically to your point, which is a really nuanced and very good question, Joey, which is, what about people that you would be leading who are disappointed because they wanted your position? So they're already kind of like, well, who's this guy? Well, I don't know if Joey's any better than I would have been. You know, you've already got some wounds you're dealing with, right?
Right.
And so the advice is the same for those people as it is just for everybody else. And so, Joey, you're going to focus on likability. Now, this just doesn't mean you're not doing a good job and all that. But the point is, you're not trying to impress anybody. You are trying to connect with everybody. That's the difference. And so people will not trust you, okay, until they like you, which means they begin to say, okay, I like Joey. He's a good guy. He's come in here and he has listened to us. He didn't come in here and start making all these changes and flipping a switch. He sat down and he went on a listening tour. So the way for you to do that is to do that listening tour. When you come in and you connect with everybody and meet it head on. For the people that you know apply for your job, say, hey, I know this has got to be awkward for you. It's a little awkward for me.
Right.
And I'm coming in from the outside. So I just want you to trust that I am here to lead well, which means I want your feedback. I have an open door. You have ideas. I'll bet some of your ideas are even better than my ideas. And I'm certainly willing to listen to those ideas because if you win, I win. And so understand that I'm here to help you win.
Right.
So it's not walking around being cheesy and giving people sucker every day and trying to be the nicest guy in the world. There's nothing wrong with that. But my point is, you become likable because you communicate well. You're an open book. You don't try to set a bunch of expectations. You just really over communicate and are kind and let people know that you're there to help them win. If you make it about helping them win, then likability and credibility take care of themselves. So that's how you do that. And by the way, again, any leader coming in from the outside, or if you're on the inside and you've been in this position, everybody kind of knows you as person X from this position, this is what you do, and you step into a leadership role, don't try to gain credibility. Gain that likability. And if you do that, and they see that you're for them, and that you're there to help them win, that they're not just objects and assets for you to, you know, take advantage of. See, everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be known. So see them and know them. And do it intentionally, and you don't stop, by the way. This isn't like, well, my first 30 days, I'm going to be this person. And then once I get everybody in there, I'm going to turn to a completely different person. So don't manipulate. There's still time for more calls. More coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. whole purpose in the talk radio. This is the Ken Coleman Show. It's all about you. We believe you were created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed and you must do it. Simple philosophy and methodology. The methodology part is we look at what you do best and what you love to do most. And we help you figure out how you can use those talents, strengths, and skills. That's what you do best. To do the work that brings you great meaning. The results of the work give you tremendous significance. That is passion. You use what you do best to do what you love to do most. Let's get about helping you get that clarity so that you can confidently step forward and courageously stay on the path. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kyle, who's on the line in Seattle, Washington. Kyle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello.
Hi, Kyle.
How are you today?
I am living the dream. How can I help?
It's been a pretty rough year for me. My wife was dealing with breast cancer. The industry I had been working in, I'd been doing it for 12 years, started getting really squeezed by the state and pretty much made it non-existent here. And it just kind of sent me in a spiral of, I don't really know what to do. I feel pretty lost. I'm just trying to get on my feet and
take
care of my family.
Are you working right now?
Well, I'm not. I'm trying, I have my resume. I have a great resume. I've been management, I have sales and negotiations and I've done all sorts of things.
How much money do you need to make, Kyle?
I was making 70 when I got off, laid off, and it would be nice to make about that, if not.
Okay, great.
A bit more.
Okay, so how long ago has it been since you were laid off?
Double mastectomy is, I got laid off the following week.
Okay, and how are you surviving financially right now?
A little bit of unemployment. I started kind of tapping into my 401k.
Kyle, have you been applying for jobs? What have you been doing?
I have. And the problem is there's nothing. The problem with it is my industry isn't where I'm at anymore.
What? And hold on. Hold on. Wait a second. I don't care about your industry. I heard a guy who told me that you had a very impressive resume when it comes to management, negotiation, sales. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
So why does it have to be in your former industry? You know how to lead people.
I'm trying to get out of it. That's part of the problem. I just started this kind of startup with a guy trying to sell CRMs, but it's just getting off the ground. A lot of what I've been battling with is trying to find out what else I would like to do.
So here's the deal.
Rewarding.
Okay, so here's the deal. You've got some homework to do, and I want you to do this homework, and then I want you to call me back. The homework is I want you to list out what you know you do better than anything else, your top skills. And then I want you, for maybe the first time in your life, to dream a little bit and go, what would you love to do all day, every day? If you knew that there wasn't going to be any kind of failure, that you knew you'd succeed in it, what would you love to do all day, every day? Now, you know these answers, but you need to take the time to get clear. And on national radio, you're in a really down place, and that's okay. You'll come out of it. But do that homework. And then, hey, let's make sure, Joe, we line him back up. And I'm going to say in the next 10 days, I want you back on the show. We give you 10 days to do this. Okay? And then you call me back because you can get there. Let's figure that out and then we'll talk. Don't give up hope, Kyle. Your future's very bright. Let's go to Leslie, who's on the line in Texas. Leslie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'm really nervous.
Okay. I promise that I'm going to be really kind and that we're going to get some clarity. So don't you be nervous. You just focus on what we need to dig into. What's going on?
I cannot narrow down a passion. I'm such a thinker. I feel like I'm getting in my own way.
Yes, you are.
And I can list things that I'm good at.
Good. Let's start there.
I don't know what I'm passionate about.
Stop. Okay. Yes, you do. But we'll get to that in a second.
So, Leslie, you're not the first person to call in saying, Ken, I have no idea what my passion is. So we'll get to that in a moment. You do know what you're really good at. Let's talk about that. Give me the top of the list.
So I'm really good at kind of understanding software and computers and learning new things and organizing and kind of keeping my cool so I can help keep others kind of cool and just explaining things. I'm just really analytical.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you also have the ability to communicate, sounds like to me. There are some people that are very analytical, but they can't create a sentence in a social environment. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that's not you. And so you...
I think I start talking more when I get...
Yeah, that's great. But listen, you rattled through that. I wrote down technology, software, problem solving, organizing, analytical, communication. Is that a good list?
Yes.
Okay. Now, forget about passion, that word, this big heavy thing that's got you freaked out. Of the list of things you do really well that you just told me about, of that list, what are those things that also could go over to the list of I love to do these things? Let me walk you through. You're already starting to think. I can hear your brain starting to crank up. All right, so I'm going to walk you through this. Do you love working with software and technology?
Yes.
Oh, you do. Interesting. Do you love being in a role where we've got parts kind of all over the place and you got to come in and make sense of them? That's that organizing. Do you enjoy that? Does that give you juice?
I love that.
How do you feel when you get done with that and you know that you are a huge reason why the mess is now neat?
I feel great.
How much do you love somebody coming to you going, Leslie, I got a big, gnarly mess and I need you to analyze it?
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. And when you untangle all that fishnet and it looks pretty, how do you feel afterwards?
I feel great.
Leslie, why are you laughing?
You make it sound so simple.
No, you just told me. You got the answers. You started off the phone call going, I don't know what my passion is. No, I know what your passion is. You just told America. Your passion is using those same things that you do best and using them in roles where the results that are desired and necessary are reliant on those things you do well. You are what Seth Godin wrote in the book called Linchpin. You are a linchpin, and you are a linchpin in technology, software, problem solving, analyzing the problem, what's the best solution. And you eat that stuff for breakfast. Give me problems like that to solve all day, every day, and I am ready to charge hell with a water pistol. Is that true about you or not?
That's true.
All right, then. So I don't know what else we need to discuss, because you do know.
I don't know where to go with that.
Oh, yes, you do. Now, listen, forget job titles for a second. Can you think of four or five types of roles that would allow you to do what we just discussed?
Yes. I get total mental blocks. I can't think of, because I think it's a job. What job? And I don't know where to go. It's such a mental block there.
I don't understand why that's a mental block. Wouldn't you not want to be in you need to be in software and systems and an analyst. You need to be dealing with technology. So you could work for Ramsey Solutions. We have people like that on our team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even industry specific, and that's where you're locking up. So why don't you take what we just described and talk to some coworkers or past coworkers or people that are in technology and go, how would you describe this job?
Okay.
Because I wish I had somebody on our technology team in here. If I had somebody in here on our team, they would give me five or six different roles. Probably even titles. But again, that's where you're getting hung up on, because you're going, I got to go on the internet and I don't know where to go. No. Hey, let's give her a copy of The Proximity Principle. My best-selling book's going to walk you through step-by-step what to do. Oh my gosh. I'm looking at the clock. Where does the time go? Well, this is what happens when you're living the dream. It's unbelievable. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes.
Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.